I have driven a few Nissan X-Trail SUVs lately, but I recently had the STL e-Power model. This is a mid-spec hybrid all-wheel drive version with 5 seats. You could almost say it's right in the middle of the range, and there's a lot of different versions you can choose from. The e-Power model comes with a 3-cylinder, 1.5-litre hybrid motor that acts a little different to other hybrids. The engine mainly charges the electric motor and kicks in when needed. It's smooth, mostly quiet, and easy to drive. Having electronic all-wheel drive is a bonus. I like the STL model because it has a 5-seat version. Having 7 seats in an SUV this size doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. With 5 seats, there's a large boot space and rear seat passengers have reasonable room. The STL also comes with enough comfort features to make it worth it without the extra bling of the TIL. It still comes with synthetic heated leather seats with electric adjustment for the driver. However, it misses out on wireless connectivity and charging for your smartphone, unfortunately. The X-Trail STL e-Power with e-Force is priced from around $50,000 plus user costs. This is Motoring Minute, I'm Brianna Fraser.
The automotive landscape is going through a revolution and you need to stay updated. That's why your best bet is to head to ecocarguide.com.au. Read about Peugeot's big expansion of electric vehicles into Australia. There's a review of the Volkswagen Touareg R-PHEV and all the details on Subaru's new electric vehicle. It's called the Solterra and it's coming to Australia. ecocarguide.com.au, everything you need to know about future technologies for the auto industry.